Well, they think they see the ghost.
Uh-huh.
They think they see a ghost, but they don't.
Uh-huh.
There's not no ghost.
If there was a house that was...
painted?
Yeah. So
handed.
No, they think it had ghosts or something.
Yeah, a lot of people think the handed house were handed, but I don't think so.
Oh. Did you, we were talking about, if a person owned a lot of land, could you say they owned a, would you ever use the expression, right smart of land, could you use it like that?
Oh, they'd say they own a ranch, or they own a big plantation, or a big farm,
uh-huh.
a large farm.
Uh-huh.
And of course, if it was stock farm, they'd say they owned a big cattle ranch or a big, and then if it was a plantation, they'd own a big farm of to raise crops on and things, which would be a big farm,
uh-huh.
large farm.
If somebody had come to see you and you had enjoyed their visit, when they got ready to leave, you'd say, well, if you want them to come and see you again, you'd say, well, now,
come back again, or you come back and see us again.
Oh.
Glad you come, or something
uh-huh.
like that.
What would you say when you meet somebody on Christmas Day?
Well, you'd say, you should say Christmas gift,
uh-huh.
like probably a Thanksgiving gift or something like that.
Uh-huh.
It would be Christmas, would be on Christmas gift.
In later years, did the people begin to say something else instead of Christmas gift? Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas and
yeah.
Merry Thanksgiving and things like that.
Now, how about on the first day of January, what would people
the
say?
The holiday, New Year's Day.
Uh-huh.
The holiday.
Would they say, did they say New Year's gift? Did they have that too?
Well, yeah, you could say New Year's gift just in a joyful way, but
uh-huh.
they're not too much truth put in it, because
uh-huh.
they're just talking.
Uh-huh.
Or April. Well, that'd be New Year's gift.
How about, would they say Happy New Year?
Happy New Year, if you wanted to talk to them about anything. So Happy New Year or a New Year's gift or something like that.
Well, now, sometimes instead of saying thank you, would people say something like, I'm much...
Much obliged?
Uh-huh.
Much obliged.
Uh-huh. Now, you might say, I have to go downtown to do some...
trading?
Mm-hmm.
Shopping?
Uh-huh.
Shopping now these days,
you
but I have not had trading in years
uh-huh.
ago. Is more.
You're,
more.
So, you're so good. You know everything. You're
well,
so smart. No. You are. You're just great. This is so much fun. Now, if you bought something... You bought something, and so the storekeeper took a piece of paper and he...
Well, he made a bill out of it, all right, and he'd make a charge account, or he'd
uh-huh.
make a... He'd figure it up for you. You could
uh-huh.
either pay for it, or he could charge it to you.
And if you bought something, and then he took some wrapping paper, you'd say he took it and he...
And wrapped it up.
Mm-hmm. And then when you got home, you...
Unwrapped it.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you had to sell something for less than you paid, you'd say you had to sell it.
Well, you lost money on it, you sold it for a loss.
You sold it for a loss?
Sold it for a loss, or you sell it for a gain,
uh-huh.
just whichever.
Uh-huh. Now, if you saw something and you liked it, you'd like to buy it, but you didn't have enough money, you'd say, well, I sure would like to have that thing, but it just...
Too high or too expensive?
Or would you ever say it cost too much?
It costs too much, or, yeah.
Now, when it's time to pay a bill, you'd say the bill is...
due.
Uh-huh. And if you belong to a club, you'd have to pay your
dues.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you didn't have any money, a person might have to go to a friend and try to...
Borrow money.
And, like, back during the Depression, money was real...
scarce.
Now, this is going to be about talking about swimming and diving in the...